This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to look my way.
It's so frustrating talking to that nice caller. It's like, well, the mainstream media and all the agencies say it. No, they don't. The FBI and the head of all intelligence came out and said it wasn't true. Then Obama ordered them, as the president, to lie. That basically has come out. But it's ridiculous. Hillary had an illegal server. You're not supposed to have those because they will get hacked. And then it changes the subject from everything else that's happening, and now they're trying to delegitimize an election and trying to start wars, as Dr. Begich said. That, to me, is the big issue. But notice, as you said, they keep changing the subject, Doctor.
That's right. They want to talk about a server that shouldn't have been there in the first place. And anybody who's had any exposure to classified materials, any number of these things would have gotten someone fired and in jail for some of these breaches of security. And she was Secretary of State. Oh, come on. And when you think about all of this, I mean, I listened to the last caller, I feel sorry for him because he actually bought the propaganda. He accepted this story. And anyone who knows anything about the Clintons, they're the most corrupt people you've ever seen. They came into office with nothing but a pile of lawsuits coming out of Arkansas and a chain of events that was as corrupt as it could get, the chain of dead bodies. In the time they've been in elective office, they have collected in campaigns and contributions to their foundations and campaigns somewhere on the order of $4 billion.
That's right.
And, you know, and I've talked about these foundations for over 20 years because this is how you hide the corruption.
They're money laundering operations, and they call them philanthropists.
Right. And the thing is, they can take money from anybody, and they do. They build huge wealth, and the deal is it's the bribe after you're in office. So this way, everybody makes sure you deliver before they pay you, and then they pay you. And it's play for pay, and I don't care what they call it or how they develop the regulations to mask bribery and corruption, but it's the same thing no matter what words you give it. It's the same effect.
Absolutely. Let's take another call. Dr. Begich, we got to get him back on a regular basis. Let's talk to Ruth in Montana. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Oh, okay. Am I live on the air?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Alex, doctor, thank you for taking my call. I had a really good question at the beginning of my call, but now I've had to switch it. So now that you guys have, you know, pulled the veil back on the AI technocracy and biotechnology stuff, I'm wondering what you guys think they're going to do now that it's been revealed how they've been getting people to buy in as, you know, accepting these technologies and stuff, how they're going to promote them in the future.
Well, what they do is, I mean, I'm sitting there, and I hear my daughter talking to a robot, and I go in, and sure enough, somebody's giving it to her, and I didn't even know. And it's, again, the Microsoft Alexa, to make it sound non-threatening, or the Alexa system put out by Bezos there at Amazon. And again, it looks non-threatening. It's a microphone. It admits it's spying on you. They admit it's their plan to take over your child's life and then direct them in certain directions. I mean, this is incredible. If you found a neighbor putting a microphone in your house, you'd probably sue them or kick their butt. Dr. Begich?
Yeah, you know, this is exactly it. We've invited all of this technology in without recognizing sort of the darker side of it, which from a commercial perspective, I mean, it ought to be pretty transparent. I mean, there should be no surprises here. The thing about it is we've lost our compass in all of it. And I think the idea of being programmed at a higher level, I mean, look at the curriculums in schools, look at how it's played out in the media, look at how it's played out all the way through your
life. Absolutely. Unfortunately, Dr. Begich, we're out of time. Folks can find his books at earthpulse.com. I've got a special report on the new Alien Covenant film, the new Prometheus, where the elite basically throw it in your face what they're planning to do. It's very powerful. Then Leanne McAdoo's taking over. Dr. Begich, thank you for all the time. Earthpulse.com. Please come back in the next month.
We're looking forward to it anytime you want to have it.
All right. Thank you so much, sir. All right. This is a powerful report. It gets into the globalist religion, what they believe, not what I believe. This is the Real Inside Mojo coming up, and then Leanne, and so much more today. Thank you all for your support, and I'll be broadcasting with a special transmission sometime about 9 o'clock tomorrow night as well. Follow InfoWars.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
In 2012, award-winning director Ridley Scott released Prometheus that reportedly gives us the history of where the entire Alien franchise came from. Now, coming up in May of 2017, we're going to see Alien Covenant. It's important to understand that the globalists, the social engineers that rule this planet, do not believe in the theory of evolution postulated by Charles Darwin. They believe that advanced alien civilizations seeded life on this planet. Their religion is a belief in panspermia, or that viable organisms were purposely or accidentally seeded to this globe, and that now they, the elite or the Illuminati, are continuing what the gods established and have taken control of human evolution. Sickeningly, the eugenicists believe that they are following in the footsteps of these humanoid gods and have turned the entire planet into a giant petri dish where they are testing on the populations thousands and thousands of different mutagens every year to attempt to create these new super mutations that they believe will bring the new superhuman to the Earth. Alien Covenant's current release date is May 19th, 2017. Spoiler alert, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to break down not just what the film covers, but the dogma and the philosophy and the religion behind it. So get ready for the real secrets of Alien Covenant Leap. The first great secret of Alien Covenant is that the planet that they're showing you, this Garden of Eden, that appears to be a heavenly world on the surface, is really a giant test tube merging plants and animals in bizarre new forms. A religious experiment of the advanced Anunnaki race that created Earth. And that only if we embrace this merger with machine and animal as well as plant and insect can we mutate into the beautiful new form that we will become. But of course, there's going to be a lot of ugliness in the process of getting there. It's important for viewers to understand that this is not my view. This is not some fiction that I'm telling you. Yes, the film Alien Covenant is a fiction. But the ideas and beliefs that we see in this film are the deepest secret beliefs and covenants of the globalists that are in control of this planet today. And they believe that they are receiving knowledge or channeling information across the space-time continuum and building an advanced civilization for their ascension. But until they can ascend, the vast majority of us must die because we are not enlightened enough. We are not godlike enough. Our DNA is not pure enough to resonate with this great truth. Now, you begin to learn in Alien Covenant that basically the genetic engineers are terraforming planets, not just for their atmospheres, but also changing them genetically. And that the end form that is created out of this mutation is an advanced humanoid with basic human DNA. But first, the planets have to be infected with the spores that take the atmosphere and the particulars of the makeup of the planet and then feed it through the mutation through the subforms so that the new humanoid can particularly live on that planet. And so it's a biological spacesuit development system that then houses the overall human DNA system. In the late 1970s, when the first Alien film came out, it was something completely new. It blew everybody away. And Ridley Scott admitted that basically the ship was a weapon ship carrying biomechanical creatures that were used for war by advanced species. This is not just a biological takeover. It is a silicone slash biological merger. And to show you how advanced the futurists were that came up with the film Alien in the late 1970s, you have to understand, this is what the globalists are now admittedly currently building. The entire Alien franchise is a revelation of the method because in the Illuminati religion, they must tell you what they're doing to you so that metaphysically you have a chance to fight back against it. And they must also condition your subconscious mind, which is more advanced than your conscious hundreds of times, to become comfortable with the fact that this is all part of a process. If your brain understands something, it tends to evolve or adapt to go with it in a Confucius way as grass bends to the wind. But if you're evolving to survive, that's one thing. This is evolution to destroy us and must be resisted because it is de-evolution. Now, the New York Times and others will undoubtedly come out and say, Alex Jones believes in UFOs. Alex Jones believes that space aliens created Earth. When it's the New York Times itself in the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, and even this year that is pushing the fact that this theory is the majority theory believed by genetic engineers and other scientists. Because the deeper they get in to the genome and into this planet, into this creation, the more they are sure of the fact that we did not originate on this planet, and a bunch of amino acids in the ocean 4 billion years ago did not combine to then replicate and turn into this complex system we see today. I am telling you that this is the governing belief of the ruling class on this planet, and they already see themselves as a transcendent species that has broken off from us who are guardians of the galaxy. And I bring up Guardians of the Galaxy that came out a few years ago. Very funny film. Very entertaining. But again, there's a star child who's half human, half alien. They tell us this myth over and over again. Jesus Christ, born by Immaculate Conception, implanted by God, has superpowers. And all the major churches and all the major systems are there to basically give the general public a dumbed-down version while they themselves, behind the scenes, the initiates, have all the information. And now for the biggest secret that's hidden in plain view. Just like the advanced humanoid in Prometheus that takes the genetic manipulation and physically dies, but reseeds the planet with the new mutation, we are being sacrificed in this huge experiment. There are thousands of studies in the last 20 years admitting that GMO crops and GMO vaccines and other systems are purposely changing our DNA and mutating us. And in that process, pediatric cancers are up more than 10,000% on average since the 1950s. Other forms of cancer are up more than 2,000%, like breast cancer. We are openly being manipulated as the seed stock to cause this incredible race of mutations so that the elite can pick and choose which new mutations are effective for them to advance their life expectancy and their quality of life, while the rest of us are used like guinea pig animals in this sickening nightmare. Check it out for yourself. They are releasing salmon that are 3 times bigger than natural salmon that have insect genes and other systems in them. They're aggressive. They kill the other salmon. And within just a few decades, they will extinct the salmon population. The honeybees are dying. Humans are mutating. The atmosphere is falling apart. And all of this is being done by design. And the elite tells us none of that's a problem. Carbon dioxide that plants breathe is the issue. So they have a fake environmental movement distracting us from all the real issues and telling us that humans are the problem. And so the world's going to be much better after we're gone. They have all these big billionaires coming out and saying, we've discovered wavelengths in space, holding the space-time continuum together. This is all a simulation. It's fake. There's some type of advanced species in control of us. Suddenly, they're throwing it all in your face in hopes that you believe you don't have free will and just give up and let them take control of human development. The truth is, our species has always been able to take control of our environment, and that means taking control of this elite as well and not letting them dictate the future of humanity. Most of us are already walking dead. We've been hit with fluoride since birth. GMOs have infested our bodies. Cancer is exploding all around us. We see the mutations we're going through. We see the death we're going through. We see the bacteria and viruses being tested on us through the GMO crops, through the pharmacological crops, through the vaccines, and through the air. We all know about Tuskegee and injecting black people with syphilis. We all know about radiating homeless people and vets and children that have been given up for adoption. We all know about the secret testing worldwide. We all know about the programs that have been done. And I'm here to tell you, it's 1,000 times 1,000 worse today. And most of the major hospitals at the highest levels are in on it. They take your baby's blood at birth. They DNA type it. Big corporations then come in and buy it from the government. And people are going out to get gene therapy and learning 30 years ago at birth their blood was taken and has now been patented, and they're being charged hundreds of thousands of dollars to get gene therapy with their own genes. I can speak for thousands of hours on this, but understand, ladies and gentlemen, the fictional horror movie Alien Covenant is nothing on the reality of what's really happening in this world. Look at how they heat hospitals with baby parts. Look at how they keep the babies alive and sell their baby parts. Look at how they create flavor testing with baby parts. Look at how everything they do is to degrade the human body and to drag it through the mud because it's their religion to kill, steal, and destroy. And they are not the God that created humanity on this earth. They are the fallen, twisted engineers who are at war with God and relish destroying God's creation. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar, and you have been warned.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at KDArmor.com. CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
We'll be right back. McAdoo taking the wheel for the rest of the hour, and I will be here with you through the fourth hour. If your local station doesn't carry the fourth hour, well, please, you know, make sure that they get your request to carry the fourth hour. But you can also go to infowars.com/show and tune into the fourth hour. We're going to have Paul Craig Roberts joining us, and I really want to get his take. What the heck is going on with Obama's last destructive moves? Is this a scorched earth policy just going to set the whole thing on fire to muck it up as much as humanly possible before Trump gets in? Or are we looking at World War III? Or will Trump even get in? So we are going to be getting into all of that in the fourth hour, so make sure you tune in. I'm also going to have Owen Schroyer joining me, as well as Margaret Howell, getting to all of this news and more. So one of the stories, obviously huge this week, is the actress Carrie Fisher passing away, as well as her mom. But something kind of interesting happened. A lot of people, as per usual, when a celebrity dies, take to Twitter to offer their condolences. Well, now you are not allowed to offer your condolences in a way that is unacceptable to the social justice warrior feminazis out there. So we have a tweet coming from comedian Steve Martin, and he sparked outrage after his tweet, remembering the deceased actress Carrie Fisher, who, of course, played Princess Leia. He says, "When I was a young man, Carrie Fisher was the most beautiful creature I had ever seen. She turned out to be witty and bright as well." So I think anyone who was a young man when Star Wars came out with Princess Leia, I think any that was like, she was the object of every man's desire, period, point blank. But how dare you think that a woman could be beautiful? And how dare you say as much in a tweet after she dies? So, of course, this sparks the feminazi outrage, and they say, "I think she aspired to be something higher than just being pretty." And another person says, "You know, it's a picture of sexual objectification and enslavement. She was so much more." Of course she was so much more, but that was an iconic scene. And frankly, she wouldn't be remembered for all of her, you know, all of the other stance she took on feminism and mental health and you know, her screenwriting and her wit and her charm and her intelligence if she hadn't been cast in that movie where really she captured the heart of young men and women alike. So the criticism here is that because this rage army came after Steve Martin, he deleted his tweet. He was forced to delete his condolence tweet because the Twitter army came after him. I mean, that is crazy. Do we want to live in a world like that where you're not even allowed to say a woman is beautiful, especially in an iconic movie? It's not like this article in Life Is That points out. It's not like she was Margaret Thatcher. You know, if she was in politics, sure, that's, you know, politics is not predicated on your looks. But if you're an actress or a singer or an entertainer, it is, you know, your looks are important in that business. So, yeah, people are going to comment on your looks. It's not outrageous, but this is how far we've come. And John Nolte had an article in the Daily Wire where he was talking about not only this Steve Martin tweet being forced to be deleted, but also the fact that Charlie Sheen has been facing some backlash because he tweeted out after these celebrities had been passing away in 2016. He said, "Trump next. Please, God, Trump next." So everyone came after him. He didn't delete his tweet. In fact, he doubled down. So regardless of if you agree with what he says or not, that's the kind of country we need to live in, where if you want to say, "Please, God, take Trump next," and then you should be allowed to do that. People died, went to jail for the First Amendment, for the right to be able to speak their mind and to live in a free country, not in a country where you have these harpies, social justice warriors, raging about a freaking 140 character limit tweet calling a woman pretty. My goodness, she was a beautiful woman. And it's not like when she was in her little slave suit that she was just this, you know, pretty helpless girl. She took out her captor. Okay, so please, I think she's strong enough, and I think she can even appreciate being remembered as a beautiful woman who captured the heart of many, many people. Now, moving along, I think that everyone is ready to move along with 2016. Getting over it, Paul Joseph Watson actually had a pretty good take on how everyone is saying 2016, most horrible year ever. Let's all move on. When for more than half of the country, we are filled with hope. And frankly, I think that is why Obama is taking these crazy tactics, because he's saying, no way, you can't have hope. You can't have hope. We're going to start World War III. We are going to flood your mind with fear for what this next administration is going to be up to. And Margaret Howell is going to be joining me in the next segment. We're going to get into these Russia sanctions, and what do you think about it? We'll also be taking your calls. So stick around. We will be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You are listening to the Alex Jones Show. I am Leanne McAdoo with you this and the next hour. Margaret Howell is joining me in studio now as well. We have got a jam-packed show for you today, but I want to make sure that everybody goes ahead and takes advantage of our extended 2016 Christmas Super Sale. It's going on right now. Everything has quickly been selling out. I'm going to name a few of these items, but frankly, you'll have to go check the InfoWars store and make sure that we still have them in stock, because we truly have sold out of so many things. I think a lot of people took advantage and got these stocking stuffers. But these are the following Christmas super specials now live at InfoWarsLife.com. We've got Living Defense, 30% off. Super Male Vitality, 30% off. Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, 50% off. And man, I've been having to take that, these allergies. Brain Force Plus. This hour of the broadcast is brought to you by Brain Force Plus. That is the only thing that's keeping my mind going right now. We've also got Winter Sun Vitamin D, 25% off. Survival Shield X2, 30% off. BioTrue Selenium, 30% off. Actually, they're telling me this is sold out. But we have also got store-wide free shipping. So visit InfoWarsLife.com right now. Secure your order because we are completely selling out of a lot of these items. And there they are highlighting right now the Brain Force Plus. Right now you can get it for $20.07. And man, is it a lifesaver? I'm a new mother.
I've got a puppy.
And
everybody in the office has been loving on her baby.
Babysitting my baby.
I had a chance to hold him. You know, occasionally we'll hear a rustle. We're like, there's a dog in that purse.
Yes, so I highly recommend it to all the new parents out there. And I do not know how the parents do it that actually have children. That
love it.
I can't diaper my baby, though.
So. Oh.
He just stays up all night. So do I. Thank you, Brain Force Plus. So, Margaret, now let's get serious here. Let's take a little turn. So what do you think about the Obama administration basically lighting a match and then just flicking it on their outgoing administration?
Mm-hmm.
Here you go, America.
Well, do we expect anything else from Obama and his administration? Let's face it, frankly. The aspect, he is trying to start nuclear war. He's trying to start World War III in his last 2.5 weeks of office. It is crazy right now. You know, this nuclear option, I was looking at the cover of the New York Times. Meanwhile, they're trolling Christians. And if you click on another article, they're calling Obama the Punisher. He's punishing Russia for the election hacking. Of course, mind you, no proof at all. He's finally stepping up and showing strength. This article, it's worshiping him like a demagogue. It is embarrassing and silly. Meanwhile, Russia is laughing at us. We have Putin literally laughing out loud saying our president is practicing something called kitchen diplomacy. I don't think that's a compliment. I haven't had time to Google the reference.
Yes, I actually was going to see if Daria has any kind of Russian insight into that. Is that something kitchen diplomacy?
Yeah, it's basically when man and wife are arguing in the kitchen. It's basically like that.
Thank you. See? Thank you. Yeah, so kitchen. And it is like that because they're kind of flinging things back and forth, but in this, you know, it's the War of the Roses. It's World War III, actually. So it's...
We have Dmitry Medvedev, the Prime Minister of Russia, in the Russian embassy in the UK, posting photographs of a little duck with the words hapless and lame written on
lame
in
duck.
English. So they're clearly, you know, at least they get it. They get that we don't respect him either. And, you know.
Well, and that's the thing that's so interesting. At first when I saw it, of course I laughed out loud because it was the Russian embassy tweeting out the thing, saying, you know, Obama, the lame duck. And I was laughing because I'm just thinking, wow, this is the meme wars have taken over. Not only have memes helped get Donald Trump in office, but now the Russians are actually tweeting me back to President Obama. Then I kind of hang my head like, oh, man, is this Trump's America? We're going to be getting memed to death. So I don't know how I feel about that. But, you know, one of the people that is being considered, reportedly being considered for a spot in Donald Trump's administration is John Bolton, who, when we all heard this, we're thinking, man, no, major neocon here.
Right.
So he, now, even though Donald Trump came out saying it's time, you know, for everyone to kind of move on to bigger and better things, but of course he'll wait to see if he's going to get any intelligence on this reported Russia hacking. He's waiting to find out what the intelligence community knows. But John Bolton is coming out saying the sanctions that Obama has announced against Russia, they're not enough. He wants even more.
Eesh. You know, that's really frightening. We know that John Bolton is a neocon. He was basically a shill for President Bush and the war in Iraq. He went to the United Nations. He was the UN ambassador. We understand his politics are not in line with the liberty movement. Let's just face it. And, you know, I understand Trump's need to try to seem like he's producing this legitimate administration full of cronies, frankly. It's really disturbing. John Bolton would be the last person I would ever want as an advisor in terms of the intelligence community. He is respected inside the Beltway. Mm-hmm. I don't understand this. You know, we're seeing President Obama literally try to he's trying to put Trump into a box right now in terms of the regulations that he's 3,853 regs, 18 for every law, and then 97,000 pages of red tape, according to the Washington Examiner.
Wow.
So Obama is trying to tie Trump's hands in any way that he can. The last thing we need is some neocon that's pro-war sitting at the helm, acting as an advisor.
Right. Well, that's why Reince Priebus came out saying we are, I think everyone can understand that we, the Trump administration, are not interested in going to war all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's at least a good sign. You know, Donald Trump has made that clear as he's been campaigning. He's not interested in that. But even, I mean, if he finds out that Russia was involved somehow in swaying the elections, or if they did indeed leak the emails to WikiLeaks, and then they've already kind of set up the war for him. And frankly, I don't think that that's what Donald Trump is going to want to do unless, what do you think that they could tell him? What sort of intelligence do you think that they could possibly give to Donald Trump that would justify these, kind of measures?
You know, that's a good question. And the understanding is that there's one or two agents, intel agents on the ground in Moscow that are relaying this back, and they're poisoning the entire community. We know that the DNC leaker was a DNC insider. And that's pretty apparent because they were angry that Bernie, the nomination was stolen away from Bernie. There was somebody inside the DNC that leaked that information. It ultimately got into the hands of WikiLeaks. And we've questioned here at InfoWars the death of Seth Rich. Did this play a part in it? You know, what was his involvement, if any? And it makes no sense. Russia does not care about the DNC and their corrupt little system.
It wasn't a
benefit Russia.
Personal beef against Hillary Clinton.
Nobody likes Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton supporters don't even like Hillary Clinton.
She couldn't even get half of America to like her.
2 million more women voted for Barack Obama than they did Hillary Clinton, according to the official number. Everybody hates her. This is not a personal vendetta.
We all have a personal beef with you, Hillary Clinton. And that's the thing is, let's just say, because Obama has already said that, you know, Russia, there was no actual hacking of the voting machines. That didn't happen. So the only thing they're really going with here by telling America we really need to be really alarmed about Russia is potentially that they leaked the DNC emails to WikiLeaks. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So the issue there is they swayed or interfered with the election by just allowing America a peek behind the curtain. Just a peek behind the curtain. They didn't alter the emails. They didn't put anything in there, fake news. It was just, hey, here's what's going on. And so, you know, the Obama administration wanted to be known as the most transparent administration ever. So there
what
you go.
What a lie.
You got your wish.
You got your wish, buddy.
You know, you tried not to,
exactly.
Of course.
Well, you know, and you made that excellent point. So what did we learn from these emails? We learned that the Podesta email specifically, they're inherently corrupt people, that they're doing a lot of things that are not in American interest, that they're very self-oriented people. You know, having an advisor like Huma Abedin that close to you with ties to Saudi Arabia and the Muslim Brotherhood probably isn't in the interest of the American people.
Right.
And we learned so much about her campaign, the way that it's run. And you're right. God bless the Russians. Hey, if they had any involvement in helping us see what was really going on with Hillary Clinton, God bless them, frankly. I mean, that, in my opinion, deserves a Congressional Medal of Honor, not putting tanks on the Polish border, frankly.
Right. Well, and see, you know, that's the thing, as I said, the way they interfered with the election was enough to just make people stay at home and not go out and vote because they heard a little bit of too much information that made them uncomfortable voting for the first female president, even though they didn't think Donald Trump was great either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's it. It's like, okay, so you were given enough information to know the truth about this candidate, whereas the media absolutely did not do their job. And they were, you know, as we found out in the WikiLeaks, they were hacks for the Clinton campaign.
That's right.
And they still lost. It still wasn't enough to win. And that is why they've absolutely gone mad. And now we are seeing truly sociopathic behaviors with trying to light this place on fire before the outgoing administration gets out. And that's the thing, you know, will Donald Trump even take office? Will they muck this up so bad that he's not even going to be able to take office? And then at that point, is there going to be a civil war in addition to a global war going on?
You would think that they're really up to something sinister based on these actions. You know, this is what our president has done so far. He declared Israel to be illegitimate, saying that they could not be Jewish and democratic through his little mouthpiece, John Kerry. We were behind the UN resolution that declared those settlements illegal. We absolutely were. Mm-hmm. Israel knows that we were. So he's propping up imams in Iran and bashing Israel. This goes against decades of policy. The American people have always stood next to Israel. We've never propped up imams in Iran until now. And this is the same person that's indicting Russia for the reason Donald Trump's in office. The reason Donald Trump's in office is because of people like us who were so fed up, who went to the polls, who voted, who said enough is enough,
mm-hmm.
and Russia has nothing to do with this. And
And with regards to what's happening in Israel, you know, obviously I agree they need to stop bulldozing people's homes. They mm-hmm. need to stop saying, you know, we're bulldozing your home. You got 3 weeks to get out of here. We're right. just going to encroach upon this land. It would be like, to me, I liken this to if we here in Texas were told that this land belongs to Mexico, it's their promised land, Azatlan or whatever, it's their great prophecy, they're going to get this land back. So everyone in Texas now needs to move to the corner and they're going to put us in an open air prison. I guarantee you, Texas we would not be okay with it. So, you know, I try to look at it from that kind of point of view, but I think it's very interesting that now all of a sudden on that one last slap to Israel saying mm-hmm. you need to choose be a Jewish state or be a democratic state if you're going to go with the one state solution.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, we've seen how they have treated mm-hmm. governments in the Middle East who are somewhat democratic, who allow Christians and Jews and Muslims and Hindus and whatever to live freely amongst each other. Gaddafi, Saddam Hussein, they're trying mm-hmm. to take out Assad. These are people who governments who have allowed that. Whereas in Saudi Arabia, they'll behead you. That's perfectly fine. They're not going to tell Saudi Arabia to be more democratic.
Do you remember when our president got involved in the Arab Spring and Egypt was torn down? The Muslim Brotherhood came to power. The ultimate celebration of democracy. The average Egyptian, especially the average Egyptian Christian right now, they're in hiding, frankly, because of their democracy. So mm-hmm. the left's version of democracy, what it means is utter chaos. Let's put a chaotic way of thinking and power, and everybody else is going to have to run for the hills. It's a very backwards, archaic way of thinking. George Soros, every time he uses the word democracy, it makes me twitch. I'm like, wait a second.
He cares about the will of the people.
Right. That's really kind of him, isn't it?
Yeah. He cares about it so much over the world that he is going to single-handedly bankroll unrest and destruction worldwide
right.
and help foment a refugee crisis so he can take advantage of it.
Right.
Because he cares about what
so
the people want.
So much about democracy.
Forget it that the people actually voted for Donald Trump.
Right.
That's
going you guys were basically Russian
Clinton.
Spies. All of you.
Yeah, so they're coming to round up all the Russian agents. And I guess, you know, one last story here when we're kind of talking about Saudi Arabia and just, you know, I double dog dare John Kerry to tell Saudi Arabia to pick or choose if they want to be democratic or, you know, run their country under Islam.
Mm-hmm.
Saudi Arabia jails a man for a year after he publicly called for the end of male control over women. So here we have an actual social justice warrior. And I don't mean that in the derogatory way that we kind of call them here. He's actually someone that is being a champion. He knows that he could go to jail. If it was a woman doing this, she could be beheaded.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, you know, an ultra conservative Islamic, the kingdom
of
Saudi Arabia.
And basically this, and in my opinion, and this is not bashing people, you know, there's such a radical demonic spirit behind the hatred, the subjugation of women and children. It's very nasty and very dark. We covered a case yesterday. This woman in Afghanistan goes to a market without being accompanied by her husband.
Because he was out of the country.
Decapitated.
He was out of the country.
Did you know she was nameless in all of his articles? She's listed as the 30-year-old. The woman doesn't even have a name, no identity. You talk about hatred, the ultimate
right.
hatred, stealing someone's identity to the point where they can't even move in a free, you know, does she have the right to breathe air? You know, mm-hmm. do we really want to get there, folks? All in the name
of democracy. She doesn't have the right to go shopping and go get some food mm-hmm. until her husband gets back in the country or she finds a close male relative to accompany mm-hmm. her to the market. So then here we have this man. He was arrested because he was putting up posters and he was calling for the government to abolish these strict rules of guardianship of women and saying, you know, women shouldn't be beheaded because they walk outside without their clothes. So now, and the reason why he was doing this is because he was having some female relatives facing injustice at the hands of their family. So here you even have family members who would say that you've shamed the family by, you know, walking with a male who wasn't a family member or you're not married to him. So we're going to do you the honor of killing you.
Oh, that's so thoughtful. That's very polite of you. A lot of these cases involve a family member, a male family member who wants to protect the honor of the family. You know, countless cases like this. Where we see fathers, if you want to go ahead and murder a daughter, if you don't think she's behaving in a way that honors your family, you just go right ahead. That's in accordance with the law that you practice. But thankfully here, we operate under a different law, and we operate under a free space, and we love liberty here. Yes. And
for now, until, that's how we do, and we've got to stand up to that. But then you see these stories of Obama dropping 502 refugees on Nebraska in the final weeks before President Trump. While you kind of got the back-to-back story, Islamic State general flees to Europe with 400 soldiers disguised as refugees. So these are simultaneous stories coming out that we know that they are using the refugee crisis to flood in ISIS soldiers. And do you think that they're not somehow sneakily getting into the United States as well? And then, of course, we see these communities, just like in Europe, where they're taking over, 800 refugees will be sent to a teeny tiny town, and that town is no
people in them. Exactly.
Right. The town no longer retains its own sovereignty or its, quality of life the way it was. It becomes the identity of the refugees that are there, who are now the majority of the people living in it. So imagine if they start saying, well, we practice Sharia law here in this little Nebraska town.
There are already seeing places in the U.S., specifically in Michigan, that allow Sharia law to take precedence over our current laws within our own country, actually.
No.
It's already here. It's already happening.
No. Well, I know Owen Schroyer will be joining me soon, and he actually did a big report on this, saying that Obama should be found guilty of treason, frankly. So stick around. We will be right back. Owen Schroyer will be in studio.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August, who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Jet Watley from Running with the Elephants. I'm on a new CD that just came out maybe yesterday on Beatle Records. Ho, ho, ho again, and Merry Christmas to you all.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
You are listening to the Alex Jones Show. I am Leanne McAdoo here, joined by Margaret Howell. And right before the break, we were talking about this refugee crisis and how, of course, Obama has really ramped up the amount of refugees that he's accepting into the country. Of course, that was his plan all along. But we're seeing even more than what the American people were told, and trying to get in as many people as possible before Trump takes office. Again, just trying to rush through as many things that go against what the American voters actually want before he leaves office.
That's right. So we were talking about Sharia law and the implication of Sharia law across the U.S. We've seen courts here actually uphold Sharia law if they realize that a family is practicing it, as opposed to upholding our Constitution, which is a clear violation of our basic societal, the way that we function around here. And that's what we don't want to see, dumping these 500 people in Nebraska. You know, Leanne, it's very disheartening, but even going back to my, and we have a caller from Kentucky, and I'd love to get to him. I know he's a couple down, but we've seen this radical push for refugees, even in my own tiny little farming community in Kentucky. I went home. We have a mosque facing every corner of the city now, and I don't even really think that the official number is being reported in terms of the influx of people. But what we do know is he promised 110,000. He's taken close to 111,000. And they're going somewhere. They're going to small town. They're coming to a small town near you.
Well, they're going nowhere near the White House or anywhere near where President Obama is going to be living. Apparently, they're going to all these little tiny Republican towns where people voted against it.
Exactly. Well, speaking of the White House, so there was an article in WND talking about the 9 people that have been arrested in D.C. the past last year that have been ISIS supporters. What do we have? We have a Starbucks barista. We have 2 college kids. We have a police officer. The mom next door. The article should have been entitled, Can You Spot the Jihadi Next Door? Because literally, these people were upper middle class. They were normal. They were attending school. They were at your local Starbucks. And oh, by the way, they were also sending money via PayPal to ISIS. And they were providing material support for ISIS on the ground in our nation's capital, which is just fantastic.
Right. And then we also have the fact that we, our tax dollars, are paying to support these people as well, that they are then sending that money to go support ISIS.
Right.
Which is one of the things I'm looking for my article here. The Berlin terrorist actually was collecting welfare under multiple identities. So this is under Angela Merkel's scheme there. The German taxpayers were actually financing the terrorism against themselves. Frankly, I don't want to see that here, but, you know, as you just pointed out, it's already happening.
Rob Dew had a guest on, Adam Curry, recently. He was talking about Europe and the Islamification of Europe really briefly. He was doing it in a very charming, liberal way, and he mentioned this Theon van Gogh character, who was Van Gogh's nephew. He was talking about Islam, speaking out and saying, you know what, we don't really want this here. And he was stabbed and gunned down in the streets on his motorbike as he was smoking a cigarette. And you look at stories like this, so there's such an aggression when it comes to, yes, we want these funds, but even coexisting in a society of people that don't agree with you and your religious practice, there seems to be a vast intolerance for that, which
right.
is what we're seeing.
Well, and see, that's the thing. You know, I'm a very much live and let live,
live
kind of person.
Let live.
I've always been that
right.
way. I really don't mind. I don't care. Do whatever you want to do, as long as it's not harm me and myself or anyone else, whatever. But we're kind of being programmed to not judge, not trust our instincts, not to, you know, not
critically
to be overly accepting rather than trusting our instincts, which are saying, wait a minute, you know, I don't think this is really a smart idea to flood the country with people that, you know, aren't even given birth certificates or something. We don't even know their identity. Meanwhile, this Berlin terrorist, the reason, you know, he was under multiple identities collecting many different welfare checks. So here he is just taking total advantage of the system that he then goes out to destroy. Well, stick around because Owen Schroyer will be joining me in studio and then Paul Craig Roberts.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.